Once upon a time, I gave a speech as an FFA member titled, Ethanol, the Farmer's Link to Solving the Energy Crisis. I don't know if the facts in my speech would be up to date today, but with a lot of talk lately about E15 blended gas, well, I thought it was time to learn a little more. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
You may have heard recently that this nation may soon make a 15% blend of ethanol, a fuel available year-round to consumers. Emily Score is the CEO of Growth Energy, who represents 100 ethanol plants and other businesses that do work in the biofuels market.
As a nation, if we moved across the board from E10 to E15, that is 7 billion new gallons of ethanol demand a year. That's over 2 billion bushels of new corn demand a year.
Of course, the path to E15 availability has had its hurdles.
The petroleum industry certainly does not want to see E15 sold year-round because they know more ethanol in the gas tank is less petroleum-based product in the gas tank. It's giving consumers year-round access to a legal fuel that can be used in 9 out of 10 cars, and it's good for the rural economy.
Score is quick to point out the advancements the industry has made in producing the homegrown fuel.
From 2001 to 2015, we had an over 40% reduction in the energy used to make ethanol. So that's technology investment. We're using less water in the ethanol production process. That's investment. And we're using an expanded supply of feedstocks.
And under that heading of new feedstocks lies perhaps the most interesting possibilities in the future.
Second generation cellulosic ethanol is made with a diverse kind of feedstock, switchgrass, corn stover, really biomass waste. If you think of the stuff that's left over on the field that nobody really wants, we can make ethanol with that product. It's requiring a lot of investment and a lot of technology and innovation.
But Score says for that innovation to flourish, investors are looking to see more certainty when it comes to the renewable fuel standards and E15, both providing certainty to move forward with development. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.